Today is Friday, April 1st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. You know, if I was really clever, I would have some really clever April Fool's joke. I've got to make a big announcement. You know, I'm ending Geeky Gay on episode 900. I don't know. We're currently on like episode 851 or something. I don't know the exact number. I number them every day. Oh, 852 was yesterday. No, it wasn't. Now I'm just going to go back and look. Oh, yesterday was episode 855. So if I said, guys, I'm done, but I'm going to provide time for you to find another podcast to listen to, so I'm going to go all the way to episode 875. 1 month more worth of episodes. Worse. Freudian slip. You know, and then I just end it that way. I don't say anything else. I just say, oh, it's ending. And then on Monday, I come back and say, April Fools. But I didn't. I'm not clever in that way. I'm sure there are some ways in my life that I am clever, but that is not one of them. So last night, oh my God. I did not want to cook last night. I'm still struggling with this whole weight thing, and I know I'm gaining weight as we speak. My face looks puffy when I look in the mirror. Oh my God. I don't even want to step on the scale. And I still fit in the same jeans that I've been wearing, or the same size, but I do have to admit they're stretchy jeans. I always buy those Extreme Flex from American Eagle, and they will stretch to within an inch of their lives. So who knows? I mean, you know, who knows? I could have gained 30 pounds and not know. And I'm scared to get on the scale. Oh my gosh. I need to get on the scale and just know what am I working with so I can have a starting point. And it's always such a hard, it's a struggle for me to make myself get on the scale. It really is. I am definitely an ostrich when it comes to, I don't want to know. I just stick my head in the sand. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. You know, nothing to see here. Anyway, but all that being said, I should have cooked last night, but we worked out and I did not feel like cooking. I just didn't. If we had a personal chef, it would be so much different. I would just say, cook. Don't even ask me. Cook dinner every night. Make it something healthy that tastes good, you know. But I decided, you know what, I don't even want to get in the car and drive anywhere. We are going to do DoorDash and we're going to get Cracker Barrel because I really didn't want fast food. I wanted some down home, you know, family style cooking. And so I ordered the chicken fried chicken. And look, I'm just going to be honest here. I got a piece of cake for dessert. They have this Coca-Cola cake that is so moist and so good. Daniel would hate it because it's chocolate. But it's like one of those Texas sheet cakes where you basically take it's thicker than a sheet cake, but the taste of it is just like a sheet cake, sheet pancake. You can Google Texas sheet cake, I think. The icing is more of a, almost like a glaze that they poured on top of it. And it kind of sets up a little bit. And it's also chocolate. And I assume there's Coke in it because it's called Coca-Cola cake. And I was looking so forward to it. So forward to it. And then it gets here. And I still, you know, I don't like to talk to the delivery drivers, so I just put a table out there. Since COVID, you can put a little thing to say, you know, contactless or whatever. They may have removed that, but I have a note in there from a long time ago that says, please leave it on the table in front of the door and step away. No, I don't say that, but I just say, please leave it on the table. And, you know, and I tipped them well and everything. So he was already gone. He was already in his car and on his way out. I got the bag. Because also Sydney likes to bark every time someone comes to the door. And I like to give him the delivery driver time to step away so she doesn't. She's not going to attack anyone. She's very friendly. But I don't know if they're scared of dogs or anything. I mean, I just don't want to have any situations at my front door. So I open the bag and I look. And chicken fried chicken is supposed to have gravy. Now, look, I know I just talked about gaining weight. And it's probably a blessing that I didn't have gravy. But there was no gravy in the bag. No gravy. Just missing gravy. And then I'm digging around. And there's also no cake. Now, maybe this was a sign from God. He's like, Adam, step on the scale. You don't need any gravy and you don't need any cake. But I had paid, I don't know, $6 for that cake. The gravy just comes with the chicken fried. But I mean, who eats chicken fried chicken with no gravy? And I had fried okra and mashed potatoes and squash casserole. Just a small amount of each. I mean, they don't put, their sides are not very large. So that was okay. But anyway, so I call them and she and I get a manager. I have to sit on hold and I finally get a manager and she says, oh, I'm so sorry. We don't really have a way to do anything when it's a Grubhub order. She said, but if you talk to Grubhub, they will be able to refund you. She said, however, what I can do is I'll take down your name. And next time you're here, we will give you a free entree and a free dessert. So I said, well, we always do delivery, but she's like, well, if you call us and don't go through one of the delivery drivers, you know, like Grubhub or DoorDash, she said, if you call us on the phone and give us your name, I have you on a list. And I've put down here that you're entitled to one free dessert and one free entree. Well, now I feel like I have to go to Cracker Barrel again within the next couple of weeks, because what if the list gets thrown away and they lose? Anyway, so she said, I'm so sorry, but also contact Grubhub. They should be able to refund you. So I opened the app and I went to my order and they have a thing where you can say missing items. Well, they didn't have a way for me to say missing gravy. They either had missing the entire entree or missing the sides, which was not true. But I just, to be as honest as possible, I just checked missing sides. And then, because you can click on each item and say what was missing. But there's no freeform text field or anything, so I couldn't tell them what it was. And then for the cake, I was missing the entire thing. So I just clicked on the cake and said missing. And they refunded both the chicken fried chicken, the entire meal, and the cake. I didn't have to call anyone. It was a good experience. I will say overall, other than the fact that I didn't get gravy and I didn't get cake, the experience was pretty good. Pretty good. Not only am I going to get a free dessert and a free entree next time we eat at Cracker Barrel, but I also got my money back. So win-win. Now, Mark had bought this powdered white gravy mix a few months ago. Because a lot of the Filipino food that he eats, when they eat chicken, they have this brown gravy that comes, I think it's called Maggie's sauce or something. It comes in a bottle. And they use that whenever they're, you know, doing fried chicken or anything like that. And he couldn't find it for a while. And so he thought he wanted to have gravy. And so he found this, you know, pack of gravy mix. So he had never even used it. So I made myself some gravy with some hot water and some gravy mix. and just made do with that. I probably should have eaten it without the gravy, but no cake. So, you know, it is what. And tonight we're going to see Hamilton for the third time. Well, actually, the first time was on Disney Plus, but this is the second time that we've seen it in person, although Mark volunteered. So he's already seen it once. He saw it Wednesday night. And so this will be his, I don't know, third time seeing it in person. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.